you know, the big windows Moy's has?
Kinda.
Where people eat dinner?
No.
How they have the tables around that big window that's like 6 foot by 6 foot?
A little bit.
He dropped chow and just started taking a leak over that window.
Nice.
I'm standing next to him and I just keep walking. I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna get arrested. We get to Dugan's and we go out through the back. Well, as we're going out, he's like, dude, just go, go. The cops are in front. So we fucking booked it over to Red Room. had a couple of shots there. Then we went back to Breakers. And Mark was like, yeah, the cops are looking for somebody with a flat-brim monster hat.
Not me.
Like, fucking takes his off. They were looking for him for, like, close to a month. Anyways, it's October 7th.
Yeah, it's the 7th.
It's Bob.
It's Max.
And
again.
Aaron, actually, Aaron remembered his cue this time.
Shut up.
It sounds like, argh, but it'll work.
Not much magic news this week.
Didn't really have much.
I mean, Wizards did do some professional changes.
Okay. Oh, that's right. They switched up their shuffling technique.
Well, the shuffling technique is just going to be a discussion point, absolutely. That was also with the release of Kaladesh. No,
oh,
they
so
changed...
We're late on that one.
Yeah. Once again, MTGO got shafted over on the prize support.
Yep.
The pros, it's now been raised, like, the different pro levels, mm-hmm. the thresholds to get that level. Like, instead of being 50 pro points, it's now 52 for a platinum. I think it went from 46 to 48 being gold, so on.
How hard is it to get pro points?
Depending on how high you score or rank at a GP, pretty much if you get pay, like, up 64th and up, gets one pro point at least.
Okay.
You might get two or three for taking first or second place, some additional,
okay.
like that.
So you have to do a lot of games and
yeah,
grind
oh yeah.
them.
Yeah, you have to grind a lot of things. Then, GP Milwaukee has been changed from standard to a limited GP.
Okay.
In December, I think it is.
Okay. Will they still have Legacy on the side?
I mean, they'll have side events. I don't know if Legacy will actually fire. They changed the team structure before it was ever actually put into place. Instead of being 9-player teams, it's now down to a 6-player team.
Okay, so you can't just team up the full field.
Well, no, it's... They're introducing the team to... Because so many people are already... Professionals are on a team.
Yeah.
That they're trying to reward that kind of thing. They are also no longer posting names of pairings at the start of each round.
Yeah.
They're only saying what table you have to go to, not who you're playing.
Yeah.
Because there's been so many professional people or professionals hiring scouts so they know when everyone's playing. And, like, I think it was last year or within a couple of years, Brian Kibler on Team Ultra Pro has literally come out and said, by round 3, we know what everyone is playing.
Yeah.
So you can spread it between your team and tell you what's a good hand to keep, what's not a good hand to keep against them.
Which is good. That
no,
is definitely
yeah,
good.
No, I don't think anybody but the players should be allowed in the room.
Yeah. Well, especially at a pro level, that's... There's reason unto...
Dinner.
Yeah, we know you're poor, Aaron.
We just passed the roadkill, people. Since you can't see what just happened. And Aaron got hungry.
But, no, I mean, do you guys want to start talking about the shuffling change?
I mean, did Aaron hear about this?
Nope.
Okay, so...
Okay, pile shuffling. What's your take on it, Aaron?
Do you know what... Pile shuffling?
Yeah, pile shuffling.
Where somebody lays out, like, between 5 and 8 piles of cards and lays one card in each pile. And then puts it all together and shuffles it again.
Oh, like where, when I see when Friday Night Magic people take their deck and they'll lay out cards in like 6 piles and shuffle them back. Oh, okay.
That's called pile shuffling.
That's called pile shuffling. What's your thoughts on it?
I don't know, I find it weird.
Because it's not actually shuffling.
Not really.
By generality, it's not shuffling. And if you can look at the mathematics of it, yeah, it's not shuffling.
Oh no, there is actually a video on YouTube. I will try and find it to put it in the link. where Wizards hosted a seminar for the judges to say, if you see somebody doing a 5 or an 8 pile shuffle, they are stacking their deck.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a lot easier to follow that. Like, unless you're doing, like, if you're doing perfect riffles, you can even follow that, too. But you have to have high skill level.
Well, that you have to be facing. Doing individual piles, you can, it's much easier.
Yeah.
But Wizards has come out and said, at the beginning of each game, you can only pile count once between, or I think it was once a game or once a shuffle.
It's once a time you can shuffle. You can maybe pile once.
So once every shuffle.
Yeah, I mean, every time you fetch, you may do a pile shuffle if you really want to.
Which I don't think it should be. I think it should be beginning of the game, before you offer your deck to your opponent for cuts and shuffles.
You can only do it one pile. You can only do it once for your mauls. You only get it during your mauls, you can only pile shuffle once. But
because
then,
it's not actually shuffling. It's just counting.
Yeah. Which is what a lot of people out of the other podcasts have said. It's a lot about counting the cards versus trying to shuffle your deck.
In all honesty, in mid-game, like, fetching, no reason to pile shuffle.
Yeah. There's no reason to. You're just wasting time at that point.
Yeah, and that's, like, if I ever saw somebody doing a pile shuffle, I would be calling a judge right away for slow play. Because that's an intent to slow play. There you go, Aaron. Nice small little convertible for you.
Fuck yeah, dude. I was looking for those earlier.
Yeah, a Geo Metro that's 3-cylinder? No.
Oh my god. Just think of the gas mileage, though.
Horrible.
Dude, you get like 50 or something like that out of those.
Aaron, the 88 Honda CRX got 51 average. What year is yours?
91.
So you should get better if you drove it right.
And if your seals were good and your pistons were up to date.
If
you actually drove it decently and was in decent shape, you'd get much better.
If is a strong word.
But, no, I mean, like, I understand a pile shuffle after you get, like, a land clump. Because it does end up breaking that land clump up. But then again, you're counting cards. Well, stacking your deck, in a way. Because then you're taking that pile clump and you're spreading it out. Which is good, in a way.
Did either of you watch SNL last week?
No.
I haven't watched that since, like, the 90s.
Oh my god, you should go and watch it online.
Why?
Alec Baldwin did a great Trump.
Oh, I seen something about that.
Oh my god, I was in tears. I woke my wife up from laughing so hard. The first 5 minutes, they made fun of the presidential debate.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah, everyone will.
And, oh my god, I was in tears laughing so hard. Gina. Die! So how was your week, Aaron? Slaving away at the old Generac?
I don't know. It wasn't too bad, but it wasn't great. Never is great, though, there.
We had ISO auditors at our place.
Oh, that makes for an easy day. It seriously does.
It kind of does in a way. I mean, you still are sitting there looking around going, it did.
Don't pay attention. I'm just sitting and do your job. If you worry about it, that's what makes the big deal. I remember when I worked in Racine, we had ISO come in. Came in, he asked me 3 questions. The 3rd question, I said, I don't know. And he goes, well, who could you go to and find out? I said, my boss, Rowena, or Pat Becker, the shop manager. And he goes, okay.
Yeah.
Where would I go? I don't know. No one in that place knows.
Yeah, and an auditor would love that answer.
I mean, they just want you to be honest. That's all it is. I never fret when I have to deal with ISO audits, FAA audits, nothing.
Well,
because they just want the truth.
Well, it's the funny thing is, like, they know that our ISO auditor will come in for, like, maybe 2 days and just kind of go over the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
But he walked out on the floor, and the first guy he talked to was like, I'm too sick. Go deal with someone else. So he's been here all week.
Well, that's the company's fault for not preparing the guy enough.
Yeah. Again, our company's kind of more of a high layoff area. Well, high layover where people won't stay.
Oh, high turnover?
Yeah, that's the word. Turnover.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Generac started to do that whole pay the employee for recommending people.
Oh.
If they can actually last 90 days.
Yeah. And I think it's like six. If they stay for 6 months or something like that, you get it. Or no, like if they they get hired on, you'll get it. If they stay for another 90 days, you'll get it again.
If they stay for 6 months, you get it again.
Yeah. Or yeah, another after 6 months of getting hired, the 90 days, I think it is.
Yeah.
No, it's like first shift's $100. I thought it said second shift was $250, but someone else said second shift was $300. The third shift was $250.
Yeah. I mean, our place does, after you get hired on, 30 days is $50, and then 90 days is $200. Now they're actually switching it, though. Now they're going to give you a percentage of your pay for hiring people on.
Recommend getting people that actually
It'll be a percentage of your pay for until you get in for, like, 2 years, I think.
I remember when I was working at Palmer, and they were so desperate to get people in the door. They offered $250 after 90 days. After 180 was another $100. Like, we're desperate for people. So here's a total of $350 if they last 6 months. It's like, screw you guys.
Where's the nearest bathroom?
Side of the road.
Sweet.
There's a pole right here.
There's a gas station up at 173. Oh my god, Aaron. I should drive slower. If you leave stains in the backseat of my car, I'll kill you.
I was gonna say, you want stains? Dear god, I don't know what the fuck I ate.
Sure, it's not that hamster coming back out?
They had a cookout Wednesday. Free food, can't pass that shit up.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever passed up free food was when I was working in Kenosha. Management was coming through, so they're like, yeah, we're going to provide pizza for everyone.
Two pieces only.
No. I walk in and it's toppers. Turned around, went to walk out, and Scott, the guy who ended up letting me go, was like, aren't you gonna have pizza? I'm like, I'm not having dog shit. I went to freaking Wendy's.
Yeah.
Come back with the Wendy's cup, and the guys are like, oh, you went to Wendy's? Why didn't you tell us? I'm like, it was toppers. What do you expect me to do?
That stuff's gross.
I don't want to be burping it up all afternoon.
The only reason I would eat that stuff is I don't have enough energy to eat my other stuff.
If I was on my deathbed, I wouldn't eat toppers.
I find it funny that people at work are always like, oh, why you eat shit out of the wheel of death? I go, dude, I grew up on this shit when I first started at a full-time job.
That's what people said about me, and then I realized how much I was actually spending on that thing, and I stopped spending on it.
Yeah.
Well, it's expensive, but, like, that shit will get you sick if you don't eat
the... Oh, yeah, if you eat the wrong stuff, absolutely you'll get sick.
I just always had, like, chicken salad sandwiches.
I used to remember they had
it was actually a really good chicken salad.
The big ass burgers. Those things were delicious.
Oh, if I had to microwave it, I just said no.
When I went to GP New Jersey in 2014, I went out to the barbecue truck.
Okay.
Because they had one of the food trucks out there. Oh my god, that barbecue was amazing. Well, I've been eating, and Jason, one of the guys that was with me, comes up and he's like, dude, you got Roach Coach food? I'm like, I didn't have to heat this. This came cooked at the truck. This was amazing. It's like, dude, that Roach Coach is disgusting. I'll never eat food from there. I'm like, oh yeah, what are you gonna do? Go and get rubber chicken while we're here at the convention center? Because he ended up getting chicken bites, and they were literally like rubberish cubes.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my god, this stuff is disgusting. Like, yeah, forget that. Also, the trip, I spent like $30 of beer at the airport. Yuck. Yeah, don't ever try to get drunk at the airport. It's real expensive real quick.
Yeah.
Coming back, we watched the Packers and the Eagles game. Well, there was a nicer, kind of like Applebee's style restaurant. It might have been TGI Fridays, but it was in the airport. So we were in eating. We all had the same dish, chicken Kiev. I didn't get salad. I got soup instead. For three of us, it was $190.
Wow.
Jeez.
The only thing extra was is I had a soda after the beer. Huh. Yeah. We got the bill and I was like,
that's after a Magic convention too.
Well, that's the kick in the pants.
Yeah, well, what it was is that I wasn't expecting it to be like $100 just for me because I had a soda and a beer instead of just a beer.
Okay.
So, like, the soda was like $10 on its own, but the beer was...
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What the well, fuck? It's because it's behind the security gate.
Oh,
you can't
point.
Bring open food past the security. So they can charge whatever price they want. For a freaking pack of gum going from Milwaukee to New Jersey, it was $5.50. Yeah.
Like the little Wrigley's at Walmart?
Yeah, like the five gum.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because we got to Milwaukee early, and we ended up, we stopped at a restaurant that was specific to them, and I forgot what it is, but, like, it wasn't that bad, because I got chicken strips and a beer, and it was only, like, $12. I was like, okay, this isn't bad, but while we were in New Jersey waiting to fly out, oh my god, that price was ridiculous. Then we got to Philadelphia, and I was upset because we didn't get there till like 11:30 when all the food places had closed down.
Yeah.
So I wasn't able to go and get like a Philly cheesesteak or anything like that. All that was there was an ice cream vendor. I'm like, I'll just have Culver's tomorrow.
Speaking of ice cream, we're here at the gas station.
Yeah. Gas station ice cream? What the
fuck? He has to take
it. Yeah. He has to leave and poop.
I don't think anybody's gonna eat chocolate ice cream after this.
Oh my god.
Max is the one that started it.
I need that sound clip. I don't think anybody's gonna eat chocolate ice cream after this, so I can put it as Aaron's text message.
I can get it for you real easily.
I really want that. You can isolate that.
Aaron, what? you mind saying it again with a little bit more oomph?
No.
How about that? It's gonna be a very silent one. I'm gonna amp it up for you.
Oh, this is only gonna be like the second or third time I've ever stopped at this gas station. The chance to realize, are we the stars or just the sky? We have the chance to find our eyes. So are you coming with me?
Talk about the fact that now Aaron's gonna be looking for us. Then we have Crystal Pepsi now.
That's right. We found Crystal Pepsi.
Everyone, the what is this? A mobile marathon.
The marathon right next to 173 and
173 and 83.
No, 173 and Wilmot Road.
And Wilmot Road, yeah, right next to Casey's Cabin, up in Wisconsin. They have Crystal Pepsi.
This is in Illinois.
Oh, this is Illinois?
Yes.
Oh, we're that far across? Okay. Never mind. Sorry, people. Illinois. It's kind of like a diet
it doesn't
Pepsi.
It doesn't have the caramel. It just doesn't have that caramel bite.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. Everyone, this is the first time I've had a Crystal Pepsi.
There's a video of some guy, like, 2 years ago, drinking an original one of these.
Yeah, and just threw up. Yeah. Yak
yeah.
Fest.
Yeah!
You know what I love? This guy right here.
Oh, that
this
he blocked
guy
us?
Just blocked us in right now. That is just amazing.
That is great.
Oh, this is funny. Everyone, if he calls us, we're going to hear about it.
He's going to probably call your phone.
Yeah. Then they'll probably only hear my end of it unless my speaker's on.
I wish I could get rid of the Shahili Ray foil. It is pretty sexy, though.
When is the Legacy event that you're going to go to, the one in October?
The Star City Milwaukee?
Yeah.
The 22nd, 23rd?
Okay,
oh, good. Yeah, foil's already down to like $25.
Ooh, I'm glad I got... What's foil Tameo at? Look at that one up.
It's down to like 40.
Oh, okay. So I did get rid of that at the right time. Well, he knows we're going to do this to him, like...
He's expecting it.
Yeah, he is expecting that we won't. Just sit there for him.
Masterpieces of Marijuana World. Dragon Balls of THC.
Oh, wow.
Liquid THC in a ball.
That's called a dab, but...
I don't care. Wow.
Yeah. Yep, Crystal Pepsi is definitely weird.
Mm-hmm. Limited time only.
Well, everyone, this has been a true magic podcast. We even got Crystal Pepsi to drink. Even though we really don't talk about magic that much.
I don't know what else to talk about. That's the problem. It's been a real light week.
I mean, I didn't put up the last 5 hours, and I'm probably not going to. So we could talk about the Miracles versus Tez games.
Horrible.
Oh, yeah. Did you end up taking apart Miracles by now?
I built Shardless last
Saturday. Oh, sorry, you're just running both of them.
I built Shardless up last Saturday, and you still kicked my butt with it.
Well, we only did the one game.
Yeah, well, the problem is
I got... You got land screwed, yeah.
I mean, you just got Wasteland Lock on me.
You also weren't finding any more lands. Like, if you found one more land, I bet you would have been fine. Then, you look like you only had a Strix to throw at me. What else were you playing in that game? Counterspells?
I had 2 Shardless Agents in hand that I had set up to be able to double Cascade, but you got the Wasteland.
That's right. I killed Goyf and got the... Oh, no. I bounced Goyf and got the Wasteland.
Well, no. It's not even... You didn't even need to bounce the Goyf. Just you had Wasteland that stopped me from being able to cast everything in my hand.
Yeah. Everyone, Wasteland, the best card in... Oh, sorry. Did listen to Legacy Breakfast? They're doing the top 100... No, top 10.
I downloaded, I haven't listened to it yet. I do love those guys, though.
You should tell them we're over at Casey's Cabin.
Oh, I gotta find that video. There was someone recorded going around one of the Toge roads in Japan, and it was 2 WRXs chasing each other.
Oh, wow.
I mean, both of them just sounded beautiful. Just... And they were sliding around the corners and everything. Oh, my God, it felt so good. I want to get down there.
I know. Maybe he might have fell in.
I sent him a text.
Maybe his phone fell in. Hello? You there? Too soon. Too soon, Bob. Too soon.
Word puns.
He's texting Aaron for the people that can't hear us, if this happens to be in the podcast. He probably will. It's fun little tidbits of silence. No! No!
Too late. I was really hoping that nobody would phone so we could watch Aaron come up like, where'd he go?
I mean, he knows. You know, like, we're not assholes to him all the time. I do not !! Creepy smiley face.
Creepy smiley face.
There you go. Should I do the shit again?
Let's see, what all do I have? See, I have a whole bunch more than you.
I mean, I got different pages.
Max.
Oh. I'm just going to do random ones because it's all... Because his phone may not... Oh, never mind, he does have a Samsung phone. Next page.
Oh, he's going to hate us.
Yep. Everyone, how to be an asshole to your friend. It has to be a good friend for you to do this type of stuff.
Dog copy set.
I'm not done yet. Next page. I'm probably going to edit this out of the podcast because it's constant tapping. So they're leaving legacy goes, oh yeah, no, they're kind of more explicit podcasters though.
I mean, you can always message Pat Ugolo and be like, hey, if you're gonna give us a scoop, just give them a forewarning, we're not 100% magic, but the whole toxicity episode was pretty much magic. Oh, there he is.
Hold up. Yeah, they're copying it all. Is he running?
No, he's right there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I told you took too long.
It's like though.
All I got to say is I can't wait for those guys that just went in there.
Oh. Yeah, there was Crystal Pepsi still up there.
Damn it. Did you buy them all out?
No, I bought two. Max bought one. There was one left on the shelf.
No, I went back there and I was looking and I've seen the Game Fuel. They seemed to have the mango one. My buddy was like, no, that's not bad.
That stuff is disgusting.
The mango one?
Yes.
Oh. He said it wasn't bad, so I was like,
I don't know how I'm gonna get out of here taking this left turn. Will anybody be nice?
Maybe vampire tattoos will be.
No. Guy in the boat, though, thankfully.
Yeah, no, I was sitting in there and two
gentlemen came in after you?
No, two guys came up, and I guess they you can hear the doorknob go click, and I'm like, oh shit. So I walked out and I see two guys standing there. I'm like, oh, I feel sorry for you guys. I guess you could say that was a domination.
So, did your phone go off at all there?
No. 12 new messages right now. I was roaming in there, so 9 from Bob, 7 from Max.
Oh, that's it? Wow, that's really slow.
Hello, Oh, you guys. Wow, you are assholes.
No, Max is.
Oh, did Max do it on your phone too?
Oh.
No, I did that. Oh. The Joker face one.
Wait, oh. Pull your hands up. I just want to see it happen.
That was me.
I'm trying to find
the dust behind the sign. Hey, just Max here. Currently in the process of editing and noticed that when I got a call, the audio recording stopped. So I'm just going to jump to my next note in about like 2 seconds here. Whoops. Live, but some misunderstood. Hey, it's just Max here. I just figured I'd like do like a quick little note. We're gonna try and put the after hours right after our normal podcast. Just as a quick update. Definitely not safe for children consumption. We're not too horrible this one. It's not like our first one we ever put up, but yeah, so tweet at us, email us, however you want to get in contact with us to see if we should actually just be putting our after hours after our normal podcast, or if maybe we should just keep it separate. I don't know. It's up to the listeners. All right. See y'all.
I don't know what I'm meant to see, meant to see. So I'll just hold my breath and wait for gravity.
You want me to talk to Post about them big hairy balls hanging down?
Well, I'll give you $5 to buy another one, and then you could go and ask him if you could draw balls on all of them and sign them.
Why don't you just come with us?
When is it?
October 23rd.
When?
Sunday, October 23rd.
Oh, this Sunday.
Not this Sunday, but this month.
Oh.
Not this weekend, not next weekend, but the weekend after. It's a Sunday.
Are you going to be down there all day, or...?
Probably.
What time are you coming back?
I mean, we'll probably end up dropping out by about, like, 3 or 4, unless I'm in contention for top 8.
Same here, but we really can't assume me being in top 8.
Yeah, but what's there to do?
It's a mini GP. You will be able to trade with people. It's in downtown Milwaukee. You can go over to the mall.
Oh.
You can go dump your shit and go to the mall.
Yeah.
So, comments and uncommons?
Some places.
Yeah.
Don't expect it. You would have to go up there the day before and explain to them what's going to happen.
Oh, some places will take uncommons at, like, what do they take it at? Like, 10 cents a piece?
They go uncommons, at 1 and... No, uncommon's at 10, and common's at 5.
Oh. Unless there's something of value in it, I guess.
Well, yeah, there's a couple commons. Like, what? I mean, there's not many commons that are over $1, so...
No, I mean, like, because there's uncommons in it, and I know that could be worth more.
You'll have to look them up beforehand, really.
Yeah, look them up and put them in your binder, then.
Yeah.
Or, well, actually, no, don't put them in your binder. You're just wasting time.
Peggy!
Hours.
It's recording.
It is recording.
Oh.
I think we just start tagging them along. And I'll just edit out anything that gets really extreme.
Kind of like some of the stairs.
Yeah, like the first time we actually recorded.
It did start out pretty bad.
The first after hours, I can't believe Chewy actually, or they actually approved it.
It started with 5 F's. And then we went into a stripper conversation.
Huh.
Of the
Well, it started with we were doing Pokemon Go the first weekend.
Oh.
And we were trying to find something.
Yes, we did get the comment of, like, what the hell did I just listen to?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you can expect. Good times.
Is there I did room? Have somebody post.
Is there room to draw hairy balls on this pathway? Yes, there is.
There was one guy who posted, this isn't MTG related. If you want to listen to something that's magic related, don't listen to this one. I'm like, thank you for the constructive criticism. How can we be more magic related? And he never got back to me.
Well, I went to the mall yesterday and I cast a firebolt on this 2-year-old. Is that magic related? You can't do that, sir. Magic isn't real. Well, there's a card game called Magic, so I guess it is.
Technicality.
Magic related, that's actually funny, right?
So speaking of magic related,
so how do you do the four aces card, Monty?
So speaking of magic related and going into D&D, I'm actually trying to tame a hellhound.
We're just gonna stop right now.
No.
You didn't see Steven last week as much, but he literally will not shut up.
No.
At all.
It's not even last week. It's just any time about his D&D campaign.
Oh, no. No, it's funny because, like, I walk in and I go, hey, what are you guys doing? And they're going, oh, we're fighting these hellhounds. I'm like, ooh, can I join in? Because I was in the part of the campaign, but I was doing something else. They're like, yeah. And I go, I'm going to go walk up to him. All right, what do you do? Come here, doggy. come here, always give you a good hug. Because, yeah, they don't even acknowledge you. I'm like, god damn it, alright, fuck this.
But, no, Steven has started a 5th edition campaign.
Yeah, I think I heard about it, but...
And at first level, he let everybody have picks off the deck of many things. Because they're playing an evil campaign.
Yeah.
So these guys are way overpowered and everything like that. And he's like, well, the reason is because no matter how much they screw up this, they're going to have to fight it in the next campaign when they become good guys. And I'm like, nobody's going to go from that high a power level when they know what they're fighting.
Yeah. Let alone, like, if they can keep a campaign that long.
Yeah.
Which anyone that plays Dungeons & Dragons knows that keeping a campaign for an excessive amount of time is a trick.
I mean, not really. It's all in the group and the DM. Because,
yeah.
Like, when I was playing first edition with Ernie, we played the same campaign for close to 3 years. And eventually it's like, okay, we're kind of getting bored. Where can we go? And that's when we started doing modules. And that's when we went into the giant modules. G series.
Mm-hmm.
So we got through that, and at one point it's like, man, we get to go out for 15-20 minutes, get in a fight, and we have to go back because half our party is dead. Because we have to deal with 12 fire giants at one time. Oh look, we're now starting to get into the Vault of the Drow, where every weapon hit on us is a poison save, and if you fail, you drop and you're out. So it kind of got annoying, but that's when we looked at Ernie and said, hey, we're getting sick of the drow fights. We're going to let these people deal with their own. We'd like to head back to the village. So it's a little bit of both. Because as I say, eventually, if we ever do actually take first edition series, I would like to run the G modules, but you guys got to be up there.
Yeah.
Because it's like recommended 10 plus for levels.
Well, I don't know. Already with our campaign, I'm not enjoying the having to go run in, go to the dungeon, go one, do one major fight, and then have to jump back out, which is just because of our level, but I don't like only doing dungeon stuff. Because, like, players make the story. Well, there's not really much to go on if all we do is go into the dungeon.
Yeah, but you haven't even grazed into any of the other levels of the dungeon.
I mean, even then, it's just more dungeon. I find no motivation to keep going through that thing.
Trust me, there's fun stuff at the bottom of it.
Which is, we'll probably never get there, because every single time someone says...
Didn't want to take third gear.
No.
But every time with that, it's, every time we get treasure, it's like all of a... Oh, no, no, he didn't see it, he didn't see it, oh, he didn't see it.
That's... I would not let them get away with it. I would not let them do that.
Oh, the player is dead. Let's go steal all of his items.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of dying.
I mean, yeah. But no one ever looks at the grander picture of it all.
Well, first off, it started with we're all individuals doing our own thing. Instead of, hey, are we going to be a party and kind of set rules? No, it was everybody for themselves. That's yeah. Why my brother got away with, oh, you know what? I'm the cleric. I'm charging you to heal.
Yeah.
You guys were dumb and didn't set a precedent.
I mean, that just goes in with the fact of, like, when we ran, when Steven was complaining, like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. And Max is going to run backwards. And I'm just like, well, I could probably get out of this dungeon alone.
No, you didn't.
It's just those times when I get to a high enough level, I will play chaotic neutral and just let the party die.
I mean, if you want to be that way, you just teleport yourself out.
Yeah.
You get to, I think it's at 7th level is when you get a 5th level spell.
I only need to get a high enough level to be able to half-shot something or enter doing some control spell to keep things off of me while I try to run away.
Problem is, first edition magic users don't really get charm spells.
Yeah.
You get monster summoning.
Yeah. Well, any way to get me the hell away. Then I still can't wait for Fireball. As if I ever get to that level, because apparently we're probably not... Actually, no, I will get to that level, because I'm only, like, what, 1 XP off?
I think so.
Yeah. So I'll get Fireball, and everyone will run in, and I'm just like, alright, Fireball, because you guys are stupid.
I mean, it's only a 4d6 to start.
Yeah.
Speaking of stupid people running into a room... You know the spell Thunderwave, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bob, do you know it?
I think you explained it to me last week.
Yeah. Everybody ran into a room, and all of a sudden I go, hey, I'm using Thunderwave. Yeah.
Boom!
Everybody gets shoved to a wall, and two people drop. And they're like, what the fuck, man? Why'd you do that? I told you I was going to do it.
I mean, better than Fireball is Lightning Bolt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In first edition, because it bounces.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if you do it right...
Well, Lightning Bolt is a fourth level, isn't it? Or is it still third?
Oh, it's third.
Oh, okay. I'll just take both. I'll take one and one.
You only get one at fourth level. But the thing is, with Lightning Bolt, it's not about an area of effect.
It's a line, yeah.
Yeah, it's a line that you have to go so many feet.
Yeah, I know.
So, at fourth level, it has to go 40 feet.
Yeah.
Well, if you do it in a 20 by 20 room, you can hit everybody 3 times.
Yeah.
Wow.
As I said, I will play chaotic neutral. I don't give a shit. If I kill the monster, I'm happy.
Killing the party, you just get their treasure.
Yeah, like...
You killed 3 people. I killed the monster.
It wasn't dead. But I am dead. I'm like, congrats. Guess what?
I don't have the strength to carry your body out. Sucks Loot. To be you.
Loot. Well, I know there'll probably be at least, like, one or, like, at that point, we'll probably have a paladin to tell me, like, oh, you're not gonna do that.
Well, the paladin is Steven if the druid dies.
Yeah, I know. Which is gonna be funny, because he will play Lawful Stupid.
So I gotta ask, is Angel Sticks expensive?
Angel Stacks?
Every legacy deck is going to be expensive.
It's mono white, so look at that.
I don't know.
You probably have Crocuses in the deck.
So, I have no clue what's in the deck.
Because I think you minimum sideboard the Crocuses. That's a little bit expensive.
Well, the problem is main deck, it has Cities of Traders, so 150 apiece.
Still need to get those for this one anyway.
Yeah. Ancient Tombs are sitting at about like 35, 40 apiece.
I thought they were 20 last time, though.
I mean, they've been going up.
Oh, man.
Let's see. You need the new Sanctum Prelate, which is $15-$20 a piece.
Is that the one from...
Conspiracy 2?
I asked you about that one earlier. You said it sucked.
Yeah, because I hate playing against it.
Oh.
I'm trying to think what else there is. See, I don't know the deck list that well.
I kind of think Ghostly Prison, right?
I think it might run it as like a 1 or a 2 of.
No, it just runs Trinisphere and Staring Bridges. No, it doesn't run Staring Bridge. Sorry.
Yeah, it doesn't run Bridges. It runs Trinisphere. I might run a couple of Chalices.
I say maybe Mox or Chrome Fox.
I don't know. Look it up. You have a SMRT device.
It is almost dead.
That sucks.
I will do it when I get home. STAX.
STAX.
Stacks. Angel Stacks. I mean, I thought about the funny part of trying to do Welder Stacks and just be an ass.
Welder Stacks?
Yeah, Mono Red Stacks.
I don't know, why is it called Stacks, though?
Smokestacks,
There's a card called Smokestack. It's 4 CMC.
Yeah.
At the beginning of your upkeep, put a soot counter on it. Huh. During each player's upkeep, that player sacrifices a permanent for each soot counter. So what you can do is, now, you can go, alright, because it's my smokestack, I'm going to trigger it, I'm going to put, like, you play it on turn 4, on turn 5, you put the trigger put the soot counter, then the sacrifice. So your first turn, you don't sacrifice anything.
Yeah.
You are always sacrificing one permanent less than your opponent.
Yeah.
And then you play Tangle Wire, too?
Yeah, you get to play Tangle Wire, and you're always 2 permanents tapped behind that.
Because guess what you can also tap?
Tangle wire.
Yeah. That's why it's called Stacks.
Look it up.
And yours is called Stompy from the fact that it uses three ball and string hold. Oh, and chalices.
Yeah, I just now noticed Stranglehold is actually a good card against your deck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great against just about every Legacy deck because of fetch lands.
Yeah. Like, there was a deck I was building where I wanted to splash red just for Stranglehold.
And I was looking at it like, holy shit, this is actually not that bad.
Yeah. It's like what Bob was saying earlier with Shadow of a Doubt in Modern. Ability not to be able to make opponent search.
Well, no, it's because you can control their searches with it. Do you know what Shadow of Doubt is, Aaron?
Nope.
It's an instant from original Ravnica block. It's hybrid black-blue, hybrid black-blue. Players can't search their libraries this turn, and you get to draw a card. So what you can do is you go land, pass turn, fetch land, say go, your opponent plays a fetch, you can go, well, in response, I will fetch a blue Shadow of Doubt. Oh, look, you can't search, I'll draw a card, I just pretty much stifled your fetch. Yeah.
Nice.
I watched Jake Gates do it to a guy, and the guy scooped and walked out.
I wonder if Pox could play that card, or does Pox even not even want to try?
No, Pox doesn't even want to try. There's better stuff in place.
I just find it kind of funny that they don't even need to wasteland it. It just doesn't hit the field.
Is there... Modern isn't a too, like, too expensive, is it, or...
What's your definition of expensive?
Not Legacy.
What's your definition of... How much is too much for you to spend?
Probably around 50. Like, not... I can do it one of, but not, like, every time.
I mean, the problem is, you're not going to be able to build a Modern or Legacy deck for $50.
No, I mean, like, for a card. 50, a card.
I mean, you're not going to be able to build
too much
for, in Modern for $50. Like, your best bet might be, like, black-white tokens.
Alright.
That is a cheap deck, actually.
It's a cheap deck, and it just scoops to most things.
Hmm.
Because it's just that little bit too slow.
Hey, I'll stick with this then. Maybe my job could actually be a fucking nice job and let me have off on Saturdays.
I mean, if you want to be able to build a Modern or Legacy deck, you might as well just work Saturdays.
Yeah. At one point in time, I actually do have cards for, Modern Affinity. I think I have like 2 Signal Pests.
I mean, Modern Affinity makes a good showing.
Yeah, Modern Affinity is a really good deck.
Yeah.
The only problem is you don't have Archmon Ravagers anymore because I got rid of mine.
Yeah. That sucks.
Because I bought them for $35 and I cashed them out for $50.
Damn.
I mean, you also don't have my Mox Opals because I picked those up for $40 and No, not even 40. I think I picked them up for like 20 in trade and sold them for 50 cash.
Don't have, what else was there? Stoneforge Mystics either.
It's not Modern and Legal.
Oh, my, no, Modern and Legal. Yeah, never mind.
That one renowned guy that you can go.
Oh, wait, Mox Opal's Modern now because they brought it out in Masterpiece, isn't it?
It was Modern and Legal before because it was in Mirrored and Besieged.
Oh.
Or Scars.
Yeah, one of those. It was in a Scar set.
Yeah, it was in Scar's block, so it was Modern Legal. I wonder if the smell is cleared from that gas station, Aaron. I don't know.
Might be lingering. Should go over there and smell it.
You can do that.
It smells like success.
Oh, my God. If we ever do a set intro, that's gonna be Aaron. Smells like success.
No, you gotta have them.
Oh getting a little warm over there, Max?
Huh?
Have your seat heater on?
I didn't even notice.
Oh my god, that stuff smells like ass, Aaron.
What, the
Monster or whatever it is?
No, I think this is the cherry hay fuel. Ugh. Tastes good, though. Or wait, is this the mango?
Nice thing about the colder weather is you can buy drinks and just leave them in your car to stay cool.
Until it gets too cold.
Yeah.
And then you have a mess.
Oh, trust me. I've had plenty of them because of Alicia.
I've seen pictures of people leaving, like, what, 24 packs of Pepsi in their car?
Yeah.
And then the whole front seat's just filled with soda?
Yeah, no.
First winter we had two cars was 2009-2010, and I didn't know Alicia was leaving food and drinks in the back of the Blazer. She left a full 12-pack of Diet Pepsi behind the rear seats. Pop. No, I didn't drive the thing. I had my Eclipse. Next summer, that would be 2010, I started working in May, and at the end of the month, we got into the car accident coming back from Mississippi, and I had to drive the Blazer to work 2 days. I mean, what the hell is that smell? So I look, and the whole headliner is just stained Diet Pepsi. Get home the first day, I'm like, dear, what the hell is up with the headliner? Oh, the Pepsi from the winter exploded. Are you fucking kidding me? Why didn't you fucking tell me? Oh, it happened in my Taurus. I didn't think much of it. The fuck? You get to drive this fucking car. It was in perfect shape, and now the fucking headliner's ruined. That's a $600 replacement when we sell this thing. I didn't know. Don't ever fucking leave food and drink in the goddamn car again. I was pissed. I was fucking livid.
Thank God I don't have to deal with that shit. Oh. Jeep doesn't have a headliner.
Well, I ended up finding a replacement one. And the reason I was so pissed is because mine was the LT with the moonroof. No other LTs that I found had a moonroof. So I ended up having to cut the replacement and make it look nice. I was so livid.
So, speaking of leaving stuff, cold beverages in a cold place for the winter.
Yeah.
Me and a buddy, we always went up to his property when we were younger. And this is like when we could drive, though, too. So we'd go up there. And we went up there one time with, it was me, him, and I think it was like two other friends. We brought beer up there. And we didn't drink it all. I think we still had about 18 beers left.
Okay.
We left it in the camper. We left. His parents came up, moved the camper into the woods.
Oh.
Because they had a thing where, like, the town people were like, hey, you guys can't have this many campers on the property because it's not a campsite. They own the fucking property. Who cares? But anyways, they had to move it back because, you know, there was another camper they couldn't have, so they had to hide it. But it was like either that next summer or the summer after that, so like two summers later or something like that.
Found the cooler.
Yes, Dad goes back there. He's like, you guys have beer in the camper one time? Yeah, why? It exploded over the winter one time. Oh. We're like, oh shit, sorry.
But she started doing it with when we had the Durango. Oh my god. She had one Mountain Dew voltage explode. And it just coated the seats with fucking Mountain Dews. Oh my god, dear. No more fucking food in vehicles. And like when we bought this new one, before we signed the paperwork, I said, you do not keep anything in here. No food, no water, nothing. And still, like, I'll go out there randomly after work and look at her floorboard, and if I see any trash, I take her key away. I don't care. That's a brand new freaking car. I love my wife, but she's learned to start respecting the stuff I'm putting out for her. She's been pretty good. I've only had to threaten to take her key away once or twice.
The only time I've had things explode on me was freaking during the summer. It's usually just the one. It is one Uber Monster every single time.
Fireworks.
It'll just like randomly, like I'll pick it up. I'm like, oh, it's not even compressed or anything. But the moment I crack the seal on it, it's just like I look back at the road. I look back at the can, and the can is now spewing everything.
Some apparent fucking reason, every Dr. Pepper he picks up explodes. Like, he does, you know, either there's like some trick that you like flick the top or something like that, or you do some weird trick to not make it fizz.
Yeah.
He does it every single time. Every single time it explodes.
Sounds like he's doing it wrong.
Well, he'll leave it. He'll leave it sit for like 2 hours. Just, it'll sit right on a table. No one hits it or anything. He'll pick it up, open it. Everywhere. Like, he has the shittiest luck with, like, Dr. Pepper.
You know that was genetically engineered?
Huh? I guess he just scares the cans, they start shaking.
Oh, speaking of stuff that explodes.
No, we're not gonna talk about that.
No!
God!
No.
Aaron!
I scared the
I didn't want to cut that out. God!
No. I scared the shit out of my grandma's dog. Because my niece was like,
Where are you going?
No, my niece goes, hey, let's light off fireworks for grandma's birthday. We're like, okay. And I go, I got some fireworks still. Yeah, we'll light some off. You know, I go over there and I grab a couple little guys that like spin and do the little pop and a couple little cracklers. And I grab these bottle rockets. I read the name. I go, Night Howl.
I know those.
I thought to myself, I go, I wonder if these are the ones. Fuck it. I went out there. Yeah. No, I sit there. We were starting to light them off. You know, I lit the crackers and the dog's not thinking anything of it. I go, hold on, I got one. This is after we lit off a couple of her little fountains that they got at Walmart. I sit there and I put it in a bottle, filled it with water, lit it. And I'm like, let's see what this one does. All of a sudden you hear the son of a bitch go,
and the dog takes off.
the dog fucking books it. Can't get far enough away because it's on a leash.
Clothesline itself, pretty much.
Yeah. That was so great. I'm an asshole at times. So I lit two more off. Then we had to stop because I didn't want the cops called.
There was... First summer I was with Tony, my in-laws now, we were launching bottle rockets off at the end of a dead end where they live. Well, we weren't paying attention, and I didn't know him at the time, but Will pulled by because he kept hearing the fireworks in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Well, Tony wasn't paying attention. He took the fucking bottle and aimed it towards where Will had stopped and bounced a bottle rocket off his hood. Ah, oh, shit. Will gets out. There's no mark on the hood of his car. He's like, all right, that's the last of them. Yes, sir, officer. 3 year... Yeah, that was 05? Yes. 06. And in 08, when we moved in, I went over to introduce myself, and sure enough, Will goes... You shot a bottle rocket at me, didn't you? I'm like, no, that was my brother-in-law. He goes, oh, yeah! We're cool. Oh, yeah.
I'm kind of sad I didn't find the little, like, the M80 knockoffs. Those things are fun.
The ones that are waterproof?
No, They're like these little black ones. But for some reason, like every time when I had them, I'd light them. You know, you get the random ones. There's most of them were just sitting there and they go bang, bang, bang. You'd get the one like maybe out of every six or seven of them. You'd sit there and you'd light it and you'd throw it. It'd sound like a shotgun shell going off.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm like, holy balls, those things are loud as shit.
Yeah, the bad packing.
Yeah, no, those are fun. I couldn't find it, though, so I'm a little disappointed.
Last summer, we weren't able to light up fireworks because Nick and Carol were down south. Well, Tony got the job offer, so on their way back from Mississippi, they stopped and picked up a whole bunch of fireworks to have a party. Well, when I was working at IPS, there was a gentleman, he's like, yeah, I got like 30 pounds of bottle rockets that are about 5 years old. Anybody want them? I'm like, I'll take them. Well, they had been sitting in my basement for God knows how long. That was in 2011, 2012, 2012? Yeah, 2012. And we fired them off in 2015, and they were already 5 years old. What we ended up doing is we took an old door and propped it up. And it had a little ledge, so you could kind of toss it, and they would slide back, stop, and then they'd shoot off. We were shooting them through a tire on a tire swing. Well, there were two 6 foot or 6 inch beams for like railroad tracks that were made the H for the swing. When you missed, if you did it right, you could get the fucking the red stick would shoot into the wood. So like there was like, I don't know, probably 300 or 400 of these bottle rockets that we're firing trying to get through this tire swing. And it literally just looks like somebody took arrows shooting these 6 inch diameter logs. At one point, I was so drunk I could barely stand. I mean, literally, I'm just lighting them and dropping them, not even knowing if I'm getting them to shoot away from me or at me. Like, there was one it goes and shot about 6 inches off the board. I'm like, oh, that was a dud. I leaned down to launch another one, and bam! It was not a dud. There was one time we were out at Pam and Paul's for Halloween launching off fireworks, and Mikey was there. He accidentally lit the quick wick of an M80. Yeah, we were all huddled around because we were going to launch off a whole bunch of stuff, and all of a sudden we get, bam! I'm like, can anybody hear? Anybody? And that's the same summer that I got blown up. Have I told you guys about that?
No.
Yeah.
Oh my god. 2010, when I was laid off, we went down to Marengo, Illinois for a family reunion in July. And we went down Friday morning, camped out, launched a couple of fireworks Friday night, but not much. Saturday, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we start drinking with Alicia's family. I mean, I thought I was a great drinker. That was Olympic drinking. I mean, just glug, 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 glug. Oh, you're empty. Here you go. Glug, 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 glug. Here you go. So, about 8 o'clock, we start launching off the big ship. 4.5, 5-inch mortars. Just professional grade stuff. Well, at the end, we get done and we have 8 people with 8 mortars and 8 tubes. It's like, alright, last round, so everybody take one and we'll light it off going down a line. Well, Alicia's cousin Matt, who him and I are pretty good friends at this point, we're both fucking drunk as hell. He's like, I'm gonna hold mine. So he's holding his up in the air. And he's the first one to launch, and I'm the second one. He lights it. Bam! The bottom blows out of the tube.
Oh.
He's on cement, so I'm leaning over to light mine, and all I see is a ball of flame coming at me. I duck, and it bounces off my neck. Oh. I light mine, and I'm like, oh, shit. I'm gonna die. I thought it hit my artery. So we launch and I go inside, like, oh yeah, I can start to feel a little bit of the outside. I can't feel the center. So I grab a bag of ice and go out, and I'm like, don't touch my neck, Jared. Just don't touch my neck. So I go to sleep and I wake up to Alicia in the morning going, oh my God, we gotta get you to a hospital. I'm like, no, I don't have health insurance. I'm not going. I'm fine. I'm completely fine. She goes, no, look at the picture. She takes a picture with her phone, holds it up, and I'm like, oh, I got some third degree, some second degree, and some first degree. Oh, I can feel this first degree when I move my arm. It's the skin flexing. So we pack up, driving home, and I take the shoulder belt off of on my Eclipse. I just have the lap belt. We get pulled over once in Illinois and once in Wisconsin. I say, yeah, officer, I got this. I have the lap belt on, just not the shoulder, because it rubs perfectly right across the center. Get home. We go and get some of the burn cream from Walmart. Put it on, gauze over, and it's like, oh, okay. It kind of numbs. It feels pretty good. Next morning, I go to wake up, and I go to pull the gauze band off, and it's just peeling the scab because it dried on there. So it's like, so I call my mom up. I'm like, Mom, do you have anything for burns for Mary Kate, from Mary Kate? She goes, oh yeah, I got it. She comes over, puts on, I think it was Emollient Night Cream or something. Oh my God, it felt so good. Just my skin felt freaking like it could stretch a million miles. And 6 years later, I have no scars. But the running joke was is that my name was Blow Up Bob. I just pushed on your door. You pushed on your door.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to retape over the sensor.
Oh.
Yeah, like if you hit your door, kind of.
Oh.
Now pull it.
I mean, it's tough off.
Yeah, but it's just that sensor because the metal's flexed.
Oh.
So I gotta take the duct tape that I have, peel it off, and put a couple new layers. Yes, listeners, we went around a corner and Max leaned against the door and the dome light turned on.
What is the weird instance of the dome light turning on?
As I said, explained, it's the sensor. But yeah, that, I became Blow Up Bob. And then, of course, at Halloween, I almost did get blown up by Mikey lighting the quick fuse of the M80.
No, I never hit it that bad.
We did. So last winter, I finally, or 2 winters ago, I finally heard what a quarter stick of dynamite sounds like.
Oh, yeah. Those are loud.
Some guy, I guess, made of himself. And he's like, hey, listen to this. And takes it and throws it across the ice. And all you hear is
boom, boom.
And then you can hear it through the ice. I'm like, damn, dude, this shit's loud.
I'll never do a quarter stick of dynamite after what happened. There was, when we were down at the family reunion, there was a guy from across the street. He was from Louisiana. And he had a dog that was used as a bait dog in fights.
Oh, well, I can see where this goes.
And, I mean, it was friendly dog as could be, but as soon as somebody started yelling, the thing got terrified and would run. Well, somebody wasn't paying attention and threw a quarter stick of dynamite in a garbage can next to the thing. And the dog was never, I mean, they saw the dog take off after the quarter stick went off, and they never saw it again.
Oosh.
I mean, I felt so sorry because that dog was so beautiful and so friendly, and some drunken asshole threw a fucking quarter stick of dynamite, and the dog never got saw since.
Poor dog.
Well, I think this will be the first half of hours where we'll mash up a couple things.
Be able to put it as a, there's Will.
Not my fault, can't prove it.
Actually, no, that's not Will. It looks like my neighbor, but that's actually an expedition.
Still, not my fault, can't prove it.
Look at that shitty car with the Honda behind it.
Just to let you know, my car's a Pontiac, actually.
Hey,
not
it's
a Hyundai.
Mobile.
It's a POS.
Hey, everybody. See y'all.